From the Vigilant Fox. Illegal migrant carjacker attacks wrong dad. It's the last mistake he'll ever make. This article originally appeared on the Daily Caller News Foundation and was republished with permission. Guest post by Harold Hutchison. An illegal migrant carjacker made a fatal error in the victim selection process in Garland, Texas, Sunday when he tried to carjack a local man's vehicle. Garland police said in a Sunday statement posted to Facebook that the incident occurred after an automobile crashed into two other cars at the intersection of Highway 66 and Derry Road. The illegal alien suspect attempted to take several vehicles at a gas station before he encountered the father and multiple family members near a white Chevrolet Impala. Watch. The suspect attempted to forcefully take the Impala, and a physical altercation ensued between the suspect and the driver. The Impala was occupied by the driver, several children, and two adult females, Garland police said. During the struggle, the driver produced a firearm and shot the suspect. The suspect, described as a Hispanic male, was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased. No other injuries were reported. The driver of the Impala remained at the scene and has been cooperative with investigators, Garland police continued. No charges have been filed. The investigation remains ongoing. Surveillance video obtained by FOX 4 News, a Dallas area TV station, showed the carjacker, identified as an illegal immigrant from Mexico named Jose Ramirez, approach the family car, triggering a struggle with the father. After a physical struggle that lasted for about a minute, the father ran around the car and fired a gun, fatally wounding the would-be carjacker. Texas is a state with constitutional carry, meaning a permit is not required to carry a firearm. Enacting the legislation in 2021, the state also has a Stand Your Ground law enacted in 2007. The Garland Police Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment from the Daily Caller News Foundation. Copyright 2026 Daily Caller News Foundation.